A letter from Sanford Bernard Bendix.
Dear Grandmaster Scott, this letter is written to extend my sincere thank you for the 50-year lapel pin recently sent to me. I was surprised and very deeply touched. It is very beautiful and truly appreciated. There's a special story behind my decision to join the Rosicrucian Order, which I think you'll find interesting. On November 29th, 1968, which is the date that I consider to be my true initiation date into the Rosicrucian Order, I experienced a genuine case of cosmic consciousness. The illuminating experience provided me with deep insight about myself, humankind, and the cosmic. It all happened while I was alone in my living room easy chair. A series of insights occurred. As they progressed, time and space seemed to change in nature. I sensed a continuation of life beyond this one and the eternal nature of time. I also became keenly aware of myself and my surroundings and eventually saw people asleep, as if they were hypnotized, going about their everyday lives. I reached very high levels of consciousness in which good and evil actually lost their reality. That concept was replaced when I saw people as having different tallnesses, symbolizing that each of us are on different levels of understanding, and that people can only behave according to the particular level of understanding that they're on. Difficulties will often occur between two people because the person on a higher level can understand the one on the lower level, but the person on the lower level thinks he understands but really doesn't, and then insists that the other is wrong. I saw that many karmic issues are often the result of actions made in ignorance. Despite the nature of our individual bodies, I saw all people as children. Some were old, some were new, some were ill, and so on, but all were children. I also saw that some of our difficulties are given to us as opportunities to grow and master and become stronger and free. As I went into the higher levels of consciousness, I went above my cares and concerns and emotional conflicts. They were still there below me, but unable to affect me, similar to the way that an airplane can go above the clouds and not be affected by the stormy weather below. Although the physical room that I was in was the same brightness as it always was, I sensed a greater light and brightness about me. I saw my ego trying to keep itself in existence through the many tricks that it plays. When I finally transcended my ego level, I was temporarily freed of so many illusions. It was then that I suddenly and unexpectedly experienced God's deeply profound love and peace. Yet, as profound and intense as that peace and love was, I realized that I was experiencing only a very small, insignificant speck of God's enormous peace and love that is continually being radiated eternally throughout the whole universe. And for the first time, I experienced my inner self speaking through me, too. No words can adequately describe it, but I always explain it by saying that it felt like a whispering, flowing thought accompanied by enormous peace. We all sense it very subtly. When that experience was finally over, only then did I realize that I had just performed a super fantastic meditation feat. It was my very first meditation, and the illumination had been a gift from God. I realized that I had just experienced something that many people would go through many incarnations without even suspecting what I had just learned. It was truly an experience that one can never forget. Although I have often tried, I have never been able to duplicate it since. At that time, I was 20 years old, a junior at the University of Pittsburgh studying chemistry. Then came the sequel. 3 days later, and for the very first time in my life, my intuition started to manifest. I also began to get unexplained, compelling urges to join the Rosicrucian Order. They wouldn't let up. I held off because my intellect kept trying to analyze them. 3 weeks later, a friend of mine invited me to come to her mother's Christmas party. They had a card reader there, and for $5 we could get our cards read. When my turn finally came, she said a few things that didn't mean very much to me. Then she said, I see that you are going to join an organization that is not near Pittsburgh that is going to give you the answers to the many questions that you have been wondering about. I immediately thought of those recurring urges to join the Rosicrucian Order, but I kept silent so as not to tip her off and give her any clues. She closed her eyes for a few moments and then said, I see you standing beside an elderly gentleman looking at the pyramids. I immediately made the association with the Order's Egyptian history and said to myself, that's it. Don't fight those urges. Join. Of course, the rest is history. I am very deeply grateful for the pin and the thoughtfulness behind it. I'm also grateful to be a member in service to the Order. Thank you. With all good wishes for peace profound, Sanford Bernard Bendix, FRC.